Let's read together Jeremiah chapter 34. In this chapter, we have a message from the Lord through the prophet Jeremiah to Zedekiah, the last king of Judah, and also a message from the Lord through Jeremiah to the people of Jerusalem who had gone back on their word in reference to their recently released slaves. Let's begin by reading the first 7 verses of this chapter. Jeremiah chapter 34, beginning with verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, all the kingdoms of the earth under his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem and all its cities, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from his hand. But shall surely be taken and delivered into his hand. Your eyes shall see the eyes of the king of Babylon. He shall speak with you face to face, and you shall go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus says the Lord concerning you, you shall not die by the sword. You shall die in peace, as in the ceremonies of your fathers, the former kings who were before you. So they shall burn incense for you and lament for you, saying, Alas, Lord, for I have pronounced the word, says the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all these words to Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem, when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah that were left against Lachish and Azekah, for only these fortified cities remained of the cities of Judah. Let's begin our study of Jeremiah chapter 34 with some background notes. Chapters 30 through 33 of Jeremiah form a subunit of Jeremiah called the Book of Consolation because these chapters contain messages of hope. Now here in chapter 34, Jeremiah returns to the theme of God's judgment because of Judah's sins. In fact, chapters 34 through 45 of Jeremiah continue the theme of God's judgment on Judah and Jerusalem, which we saw in chapters 2 through 29. Of Jeremiah. We see from verses 1 through 7, the verses that we just read, that the Lord sent a message to King Zedekiah of Judah through the prophet Jeremiah. The time of this message to King Zedekiah was before Jerusalem completely fell to the Babylonians, which came in 586 BC. But the handwriting was already on the wall. We see from verse 7 that many of the outlying fortified cities that ringed Jerusalem for defense had already fallen to the Babylonian army. Only Lachish and Azekah remained, but they too were about to fall. Now, these detailed conditions, by the way, are confirmed by archaeology. The Lachish letters, which date to this time, were found in the ruins of Lachish and contain military communication which confirmed that Lachish and Azekah were still standing, but then the signal fires from Azekah were seen no more. In this message from the Lord, Zedekiah was told that Jerusalem would fall to King Nebuchadnezzar and be burned with fire. We know from both 2 Kings chapter 25 and Ezekiel chapter 17 that Zedekiah had rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar and had broken a covenant that he had made with Nebuchadnezzar by making an alliance with Egypt. This was a serious mistake and sinful because we see in Ezekiel chapter 17 that Zedekiah had made this covenant with Nebuchadnezzar before the Lord. As a result of this treachery and rebellion, Jerusalem would be given into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. As for Zedekiah himself, he would die in peace as a captive in Babylon. He would not die by sword in battle, verse 4, but he died as a blind king because King Nebuchadnezzar put out his eyes before taking him to Babylon. The customary spices would be burned for King Zedekiah at his funeral in Babylon, verse 5. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Jeremiah chapter 34. Doctrinal point number 1. God's discipline is relaxed when his people repent. God's discipline is relaxed when his people repent. Verses 8 through 10, Jeremiah 34, verses 8 through 10. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people who were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them, that every man should set free his male and female slave, a Hebrew man or woman, that no one should keep a Jewish brother in bondage. Now when all the princes and all the people who had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should set free his male and female slaves, that no one should keep them in bondage anymore, they obeyed and let them go. In these verses, we see that King Zedekiah and the people of Jerusalem made a covenant to release their slaves in accordance with the law of the Lord in Exodus chapter 21, which said that slaves were to be released at the end of every 7 years. Now, Israel had not kept this law, but now, during the siege, they do release their male and female slaves. Now, don't get the idea that Zedekiah and all the people all of a sudden became godly. No. But it does seem that at this point, at least, they were genuinely repentant and hoping that somehow God would show mercy. In verse 15, God said that they had done right in making this covenant in the temple. Furthermore, the covenant was made before the Lord, as we see in verse 18. And in God's sovereign ways, that Babylonian siege was put on hold for a while. We learn in Jeremiah chapter 37 that Nebuchadnezzar withdrew his forces temporarily because the Egyptian army had set out from Egypt to intervene. Now, certainly the measure of repentance on the part of the people at this time was a factor in the lifting of the siege. The Lord responded favorably to this act of self-judgment on the part of the people and relaxed his discipline. The same is true today. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 31 and 32, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened or disciplined by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 31 and 32. Now let me ask you, do we as Christians examine ourselves and our motives and judge ourselves so that God does not have to discipline us? God's discipline is relaxed when his people repent. Doctrinal point number two, God's discipline is returned when his people rebel. God's discipline is returned when his people rebel. Verses 11 through 22. Jeremiah chapter 34, beginning now with verse 11. "But afterward they changed their minds and made the male and female slaves return, whom they had set free, and brought them into subjection as male and female slaves. Therefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, saying, At the end of 7 years, let every man set free his Hebrew brother, who has been sold to him, and when he has served you 6 years, you shall let him go free from you. But your fathers did not obey me, nor incline their ear. Then you recently turned and did what was right in my sight, every man proclaiming liberty to his neighbor. And you made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. Then you turned around and profaned my name, and every one of you brought back his male and female slaves, whom he had set at liberty at their pleasure, and brought them back into subjection to be your male and female slaves. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming liberty, everyone to his brother and everyone to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim liberty to you, says the Lord, to the sword, to pestilence, and to famine, and I will deliver you to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men who have transgressed my covenant, who have not performed the words of the covenant which they made before me when they cut the calf in two and passed between the parts of it, the princes of Judah, the princes of Jerusalem, the officers, the priests, and all the people of the land who passed between the parts of the calf, I will give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their life. Their dead bodies shall be for meat for the birds of the heaven and the beasts of the earth. And I will give Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes into the hand of their enemies, into the hand of those who seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which has gone back from you. Behold, I will command, says the Lord, and cause them to return to this city. They will fight against it and take it and burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. During the lull in the siege, God's people reneged on their covenant with the Lord concerning the release of the slaves and took them back again. God was not pleased with this act of rebellion. In fact, we see from verse 16 that he considered it an act of profaning the name of the Lord. Therefore, said the Lord, because they would not release their slaves, they would be released to the sword and famine when the Babylonians return. Verse 17, they had broken the covenant that they had solemnly made before the Lord when they cut the calf in two, which was the typical way in that day of ratifying a covenant. Verses 18 and 19. Therefore, because the people had rebelled and broken the covenant, they would be broken and cut in two, and their dead bodies would become food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. Verse 20. The Babylonians would return, and Jerusalem would be burned. Even King Zedekiah and his officials would not escape. Verses 21 and 22. Now we will see the fulfillment of these verses in Jeremiah chapter 39 and Jeremiah chapter 52. God's discipline is returned when his people rebel. The same is true today. The good news is that it is God's discipline. It is for correcting us and directing us in the way of righteousness. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 31 and 32. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. 1 Corinthians 11, 31 and 32. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 says, now no chastening or discipline seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Remember, God's discipline is returned when his people rebel. Practical application for Jeremiah 34. Don't be a foxhole Christian. Don't be a foxhole Christian. Now, you know what a foxhole Christian is, right? When the bullets are flying overhead, the foxhole Christian says, Lord, if you get me out of this dangerous situation, which is threatening my life, I will change my ways and serve you and do whatever you ask. But then as soon as the battle is over, the foxhole Christian goes back to his same old ways. We see that the people at Jerusalem in Jeremiah chapter 34 were like foxhole Christians. As soon as the pressure was off, they took back their slaves in disobedience to God's word. Now, what about us? Do we only read scripture and pray and have family devotions and go to church when the pressure is on, or when we're hurting, or when we want God to get us out of danger or heal us from sickness? Don't be a foxhole Christian.